If you can stand one more story about seed oils, then stick around for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Thanks to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we have heard and continue to hear about seed oils. Are they good for you or not? Julie Garden Robinson is an Extension Food and Nutrition Specialist at North Dakota State University.
Some social media has really promoted the idea that seed oils cause all sorts of health problems, including inflammation and other health issues, but these are not backed by published research studies. So we really need to take everything with a grain of salt, just one grain, that we see online, because not everything that we have aiming at us is true or backed by research.
Garden Robinson says seed oils are like most any food category. Excessive consumption is probably not a good thing. And she adds,
consuming more plant oils than solid fats was linked with a 16% decrease in mortality. So that was some pretty strong evidence that we should really think about our fat sources, but consume them in moderation.
Seed oils include corn oil, soybean, canola, sesame, sunflower, safflower, grapeseed, and rice bran. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.